Lesson 2. Decisions, decisions, decisions. From the time they were little boys, Ronald, Keith, and Ernest wanted to become famous rap stars. Whenever they had free time, they could be heard playing music and making up rhymes. Soon, Ronald and Keith began to focus their attention on other things, but Ernest was determined to make his rap dreams come true. His father told him that was fine, but that his first responsibility was to focus on school, study hard, and make good grades. By the time Ernest went to high school, he was making excellent grades and was constantly on the school's honor roll. Every day after completing homework, Ernest spent most of his time listening to music and practicing his rap skills. One day, Ernest was having a great time celebrating his 18th birthday at a party with his family and many friends. There, he met a friend of the DJ, a music producer who was looking for ambitious new talent to sign up to his brand new record label. Ernest was so excited. After listening to a little sample of Ernest's skills, the producer said, "Wow, that was great. We will have to work hard. There won't be time for anything else, but if you just sign on the dotted line, we can get busy the week after graduation, and I will make you a star." The next day, the school counselor for students in their senior year called Ernest into the office to let him know of a time-sensitive matter. Because of his academic record, two colleges were interested in having him attend their school tuition-free. But he had to make the decision within 1 week. Ernest knew there was no way to work with the music producer and attend college. He thought to himself, "What should I do?" Discussion questions. Is it possible for college and a career in rap to be God's will for Ernest now? 2. When we pray, how can we be sure that we are hearing the voice of God rather than our own voice when making decisions? 3. Why does it seem difficult at times to know the will of God for our personal lives? 4. Are our desires important to God, or should we fully concern ourselves with God's desires and intentions for our lives?